This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As I said, we're getting ready to talk some football. And joining us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline, Eric Williams of ESPN. Eric, how you doing?
I'm doing good, fellas. How y'all doing?
Hi, Eric.
We're well. Thank you for coming on. A lot of buzz, obviously, surrounding the Chargers. And not necessarily on the field. It seems to be taking place off the field. Melvin Gordon has put his foot down. He is not showing up until he gets a new contract. Where are we at? Are they even close when it comes to terms?
In talking to people around negotiations, it doesn't sound like they're close right now. I think Melvin wants to be paid as one of the top backs in the league. You know, when you look at his numbers over the last couple of years, they certainly are up there amongst the top five. And the Chargers have a different value for him right now. So I think it's good that he kind of put it out there in terms of where he's at in negotiations and kind of taking a stand, you know, saying that he's willing to hold out because he wants to get top dollar based on where he's at in his career, 26 years old, and maybe this being his last bite at the apple in terms of getting the kind of contract that he deserves. Gives both his representation and the Chargers some time to work things out before training camp starts. But certainly he's willing to sit out if that's what it takes in order to get the contract that he wants.
Eric Williams is with us from ESPN talking a little Charger football, some NFL stuff a week ahead of training camps, and that's a great sign for NFL fans that it's getting to that part of the year, Eric. How do you think, just in your own opinion, this one's gonna play out? Judging by the Chargers' background on these kinds of things and just the general consensus of how these things end up. Do you think he's going to get the money and stay in the Chargers? You think they're going to hold firm? What do you think is going to wind up here?
Well, Tom Telesco's philosophy since he's taken over as general manager of the team has been to draft, develop, and re-sign his top players. And they've done that with a lot of their core guys. You know, you look at Melvin Ingram and Corey Legit and other guys that have received high-dollar contracts to stay with the team. So I think, you know, Melvin Gordon's a guy that they moved up to get in the draft. Certainly they value him as a player and as a person. He's a hard worker. Teammates like him. He wants to stay with the Chargers. It's not like he wants to leave. So I think all those things line up. It's just a matter of getting a fair deal for both parties. So that might take a little bit longer. But I think that he ends up staying with the Chargers. Unless they're not able to kind of get to some kind of compromise, I think it's more likely that he's going to stay with his team. I think the other thing is what other teams out there need a back like Melvin Gordon are willing to pay the kind of money it would take to offer a trade. I don't know if there's necessarily a trade partner out there that you could move him to.
Eric, as we sit here and talk about the Chargers, you think back to last year, they had a terrific regular season. They got themselves a playoff win as a Los Angeles Charger organization. What did they do this offseason to help improve their chances of getting further along in these playoffs?
You know, that's a fair question. They didn't really do a whole lot on the surface when you look at it. I mean, obviously they drafted Jerry Tillery and Nasir Adderley, two guys that are going to help them on the defense side of the football. Jerry's a guy that can push the pocket, so he's going to be a three tech. You're going to see an obvious passing situation. And then Nasir is a guy that can play free safety and Earl Thomas type in that system, guy that can take the ball away, a guy that they didn't really have in their defense last year. Now you can really push Derwin James up to the line of scrimmage, which is where he's most effective and get the most out of, you know, the type of player he is. They made a couple moves in free agency. Thomas Davis, that they needed in the middle, a veteran presence that's, you know, getting up there in years, 36 years old, but they still can still be effective. And then they get Tyrod Taylor, backup quarterback, that can come in and basically insurance policy in case Philip gets hurt, although he never gets hurt. He's the most durable quarterback in the league. I think where they really got better, though, and maybe people aren't looking at it, is the guys that they're getting back healthy. Having a healthy Hunter Henry on offense is huge, because now you have a guy that worked the middle of the field, and he's a good run blocker as well, so you could run two tight end sets a little bit more. Joey Bosa for hopefully 16 games is going to help them. And their whole linebacking core was hurt during the playoff. Denzel Perryman, Jatavis Brown, Kaiser White, all those guys were on IR, and because of that, that's why they played seven defensive backs in the playoffs. So getting all those guys back healthy, I think, is going to really help them in terms of their overall depth. You just have to keep them healthy so that they're ready to go if and when they make the playoffs again.
Eric Williams, nice enough to join us here on the SDCC Fan Hotline from ESPN, talking a little Charger football. You know, Eric, you've been around this team, I think, the franchise, since they've been in San Diego. And I'm just curious, following them up to L.A., how much is the hassle of them being in Los Angeles and not as accepted there as they'd like to be? How much does that transfer over to affecting this organization, and does it transfer it all into the play that this team? I mean, my question is there only a certain ceiling that the Chargers can reach without the full support of their community?
No, I don't think so. I think it serves as motivation.
Okay.
I think early on it affected them. You know, you look at that 0-4 start, and you're showing up to your home games, and there's, you know, that significant amount of opposing fans. It took them a while to kind of get used to that environment, and the fact that there is going to be 40 to 45% opposing fans in the stadium. But I think once they kind of realize, okay, this is what it is, how can we use this to our advantage to motivate us? I just think they took kind of a different mindset and perspective, kind of an us against the world mentality. And you saw that last year, you know, going 9-0 on the road, that's hard to do.
Yeah.
You know, obviously they lost the Patriots in the playoffs, but they kind of took that us against the world mentality ASAP, any squad, any place, something that Melvin Ingram created. I think it just helped kind of make them a tougher team, a team that could battle through adversity. And that's a dangerous team when you kind of have that mindset and everybody takes that on. So I don't think there's a ceiling in terms of how they can play. And I think actually they want to be at home in the playoffs. They don't want to go to New England or Baltimore, to those cold weather cities. They'd rather have teams come to their place where they know it's going to be 70 degrees and sunny, and they have to deal with that kind of environment.
Well, Eric, we certainly appreciate your time. I know during the season we'll probably be reaching out a lot more, especially if the Chargers are playing as well as they played last year. There were a lot of dormant fans that came out of nowhere once they started playing well. So
we did get a lot around here.
Eric, we appreciate your time. Look forward to talking to you again.
Sure. No problem. Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.